What's up? What's up to all you listeners out there? You are tuned into the Samaj Ramal podcast. And today we are going to focus on being brought from the pit to the mountaintop. And when I say this, what I mean is no matter what situation you are going through, what situations arise in your life, whatever people put you through, you know, sometimes you feel like you're down, you're out, you're confused, you're destroyed, and all your hope is lost. But let me tell you, that's just God sometimes putting you in a place and getting ready to bless you and position you into a higher position. Sometimes it might seem like there's no way out, there's no one there on your team. But let me tell you, we serve a God that's so high and so mighty that there is nothing that he cannot do. For instance, you know, in Genesis 50 and 20, it talks about Joseph. And if you know the story of Joseph, you know the story of Joseph and how he had a coat of many colors and he was the best of his father, and his father loved him more than the other brothers. It actually said that. And the brothers were jealous, so they decided to plot against Joseph. And they wanted to put Joseph into a pit and sell him into slavery. Now, you know, so they did this and they sold him into slavery. And all the while, you know, while they were thinking that he was into slavery and they lied to his father and told his father that he had died, Joseph somehow, with God, not somehow, but by God's grace, Joseph was the second in command in Egypt under Pharaoh because he predicted a dream about famine being in the land. And so that means everyone far and wide from wherever they had to come, the east, the west, wherever, the south and the north, had to come to Joseph and get their food for the next day and for the harvest and everything, because there was going to be a 7 year of famine in the land. And Joseph was smart enough to prepare the Pharaoh and the people of the land for the famine, so they had plenty in Egypt. Now the brothers, you know, they didn't thought that this could happen. So, but anyway, you know, sometimes that's how it goes. You think that what people meant for evil, God means for good. You might think that sometimes you might be going through that time, that job that you might lost. You might have thought that it was over, it was done. But let me tell you, honey, I serve a God that knows just how to position you to lose that job, because he has another job that paying more around the corner for you, or that's closer to your home for you, or that's just positioning you to do better. Don't ever give up on God. That's the thing. And you know, sometimes we be in the mountain, we be in the bottom of the mountain, which is the pit, and we feel that there is no way out. But let me tell you, I've learned that even down while you're down in the valley, in the pit, at your lowest point, you get on your knees and you bend down and you pray. And you ask God to help you through everything that you're going through and help you to be remain humble and stable and just trust him more and more. And then let me tell you, when God gets ready to position you, he's going to position you into a higher place of power where no one will be able to come against what he has done. You know, sometimes we forget and we think that our blessings are delayed and they're denied and everything. But let me tell you something. No, sometimes God has to stop you right where you are and get you back, all right, so he can raise you and elevate you higher and higher. There is nothing that God can't do. You know, if he can turn the sun and the moon and the stars by night and day, I know that he can do whatever he wants to do for me. There is nothing that God can't do. Don't give up on him. I know that sometimes you might feel hurt. You might feel deceit. And to be honest, the people that are supposed to help you get up out the pit are the ones that put you in the pit. But let me tell you, God, he'll never leave your side. Now, I must admit, it might feel like it sometimes, but he's never going to leave your side. And that's the thing. I just wanted to encourage you all today. You know, that God will never leave your side. What the devil meant for bad, he will turn it around for your good. Thank you so much, and just be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to the Samaj Ramal podcast. Be blessed.